This is the Detroit Evening Report for Monday, April 25th, 2022. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News. More children in the U.S. now die from gun-related injuries than from car accidents, according to a University of Michigan study. Researchers found deaths by suicide, homicide, and accidental shootings rose 30% between 2019 and 2020. Car accidents had been the leading cause of death among youth since the 1950s. Drug-related deaths rose 80% during the same one-year period, becoming the third leading cause of death for children. Black males make up 50% of all gun violence victims in the U.S. The Michigan Republican Party has announced two official candidates for top state races. Lawyer Matthew DiPerno was endorsed for attorney general. Christina Caramo, who teaches at a community college, was endorsed for secretary of state. Both also were endorsed by former President Donald Trump and have supported his claims that he won the 2020 election. Candidates were chosen at a party convention in Grand Rapids this weekend. There are more than a dozen GOP candidates for governor, including former Detroit Police Chief James Craig. That field will be narrowed by the August primary. Detroit's Greektown Casino will have a new name next month. As of May 1st, the casino and hotel will be called the Hollywood Casino at Greektown. Its owner, Penn National Gaming, has 18 other regional casinos across the U.S. with Hollywood names. It owns 44 regional casinos in all. Penn National bought the Greektown Casino from Dan Gilbert's Jack Entertainment in 2019 for $1 billion. The Detroit Institute of Arts has named Elliot Broom its new chief operating officer. Broom has served as vice president of the DIA's Museum Operations Division for 13 years. He is a graduate of the University of Michigan Dearborn and the University of Detroit Jesuit High School. The museum says Broom was chosen after a nationwide search. Detroiter Zuena Gray embarks today on a six-week hike through Canada's Bruce Trail. She hopes to become the first documented Black woman to follow the trail since it was used for Underground Railroad passages. The 559-mile Bruce Trail is the longest and oldest continuous hiking trail in Canada and forms a ribbon around the town of Owen Sound.
Owen Sound was the northernmost terminus of the Underground Railroad for the Ontario part, and along with the Bruce Peninsula, it became home to many escaped enslaved people. And even now, there's a rich history of Black communities in those places, so in Owen Sound, Niagara, and even in the Bruce Peninsula.
The 20-year-old Gray plans to document her trek on Instagram at just.zee. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News.